Welcome back. Now, one of the ways you can rebrand your videos, specifically if you have consolidated your videos into one long video, is to use it as a live training session. We are now inside of Zoom, and Zoom is one way to deliver live training. And you can also use a recorded training inside of your live session, and then you can answer questions while the video is playing. So assuming that you have the webinar add-on to Zoom, what you can do is you can set up your webinar. When you do set it up, you're going to make sure that registration is going to be required. If you're going to make it a paid session, you can make it so that the webinar is going to be on demand for individuals that won't be able to make it live. And you also want to enable the Q&A for the session so that you'll be able to answer questions. You'll then want to save your session. Once you're inside of your session, you're going to go to your registration settings. What you're going to see here is that you can charge a registration fee if you have PayPal connected to your Zoom account. Now again, you are going to need to have the webinar add-on for Zoom in order to do this. If you want to add on custom questions to the registration settings, you can do that. There are branding elements for the Zoom session. You can add in your own custom banner, and you can upload it for this specific session. And you can also upload a logo. If you're going to have specific speakers, you can add them here with their information, and you can add in a photograph as well as their identifying information in order for you to brand them also. One of the things you can do with this specific session that you use in Zoom is you can control the post attendee URL. So you can make sure that attendee is going to have the experience that you want them to have when they leave the webinar. So you can determine that with this URL. But once you've branded the webinar, what you can do is start the webinar. Once you've started the webinar, you're going to share your screen. And what you're then going to do is to go to this Advanced tab. You're then going to see this video area. You're going to click on that. You're then going to click the Share button. What you're then going to do is find the video that you're going to play during your live session. You're then going to open it. What you're then going to see is what your viewers are going to see, which is the video that you have selected. What you can then do is you can click on this button. You can then play the video. And the video will play as we go. Now, once we've completed the work on one video, we can stay on the webinar. We can then come back and use another video. Now, what we'll need to do is to come back to the screen, click the video button, click the share button, and then grab the other video and then upload it. And then the video will then be ready to play. We can then click the play button, allow it to play. Now, while that video is playing, you will then be available to the people that are attending your session. And so what you'll be able to do is you'll be able to go to the panel. You'll be able to click on the Q&A button. You'll then be able to answer any questions in real time, and then interact with individuals about the actual content in the video. And of course, you can use any of the other tools available inside of Zoom for the session, including polls and surveys. When you get ready to share another video, you'll be able to click the Stop Share button. You'll then be able to click the Share button. You'll then be able to click on the Video button. You'll then be able to click on Share again, and you'll be able to upload the other video. And you'll be able to do this as many times as you want during your live sessions. We're going to stop this live session, and we're now going to look at another webinar platform, which is GoToWebinar. We can undertake the same process in GoToWebinar. We can create a live webinar. We can invite attendees to this webinar, and we can interact with them, giving them a live experience with the content. When we set up the live session, we can charge for the event. So we can write in a charge, and we can have our video to be a paid event. What we'll do in that case is we will come to this engagement area, and you're then going to see this area here that says videos. We're then going to click that button. We're then going to upload the video. Now it's important to note that the video does need to be at least 720 pixels, and typically you will get videos that are going to be PLR that are going to be 1080 pixels, so you'll typically be meeting this criteria. And you'll notice here that for this individual session, you can upload up to 20 videos. So even though it's typically ideal for you to turn your video into one video, if your course is going to be 20 videos, you can upload all the videos for one live session. We're now going to upload the video. Now you're going to see here also that you can include a YouTube link. What's important to understand about the YouTube link that will be seen in this particular case is that because it's a YouTube video, you will not be able to have it appear on your recording. So that's important to understand. What we're now going to do is click upload. And the video is now present with this individual webinar. You will then be able to share the page for individuals to pay and become part of your live event, where they will see the videos, but they will also be interacting with you. When you're on the actual webinar platform, you're going to go to your sharing area. You're then going to decide to share not your screen, but what you're going to be sharing is the video. And the video is then going to be visible to your attendees. You'll notice here that you have a play button. That means then that you have control over when and how the video plays. You can start and stop it in order to initiate discussion with your attendees. And you can have that discussion in your question area, and you can also chat with your customers. And so what you can do here is start the broadcast, and what you can do on the session is you can play the video, and you will see the video start to play. When you have completed what you want the video to do, you can stop the video, and you can close out of the video. Once you have completed the actual webinar, you can then end the webinar, and you can go here and you can click End Webinar. And GoToWebinar will start the process of creating your recording. Now, the individuals that attended will be able to watch the replay unless you specify otherwise. You can also set up the same kind of event by setting up a recorded webinar. So for example, instead of setting up a live webinar where you're going to allow the videos to play, you can set up the videos to play and have individuals register and pay for the session. So in this case, we would choose a recorded session. In some cases, this is called an automated webinar. Now to do this, you're going to need to have a recording already available inside of GoToWebinar. Since now we have the recording and it's available, we can now click Schedule for the live event. Now every webinar platform is going to be different, but you typically are going to be able to add in a payment. Individuals will need to pay in order to watch this live event. You'll be able to add in your own branding images, or you'll be able to add in your logo and the specific course image, as well as control the colors that will be available on the registration page. Individuals will then be able to come to the page. They'll then be able to make payment for the webinar, which is going to be the content that you have put together for the live session. Now, you would use this method if you do not plan to be present answering questions and adding value to the recording for your attendees. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.